In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation, and as always, it's great to be with all of you. And we'd like to start off our conversation, as always, by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary has many wonderful titles. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the mother of the church. Mary is the mother of each and every one of us. She's the mother of God, the mother of the church, and the mother of each and every one of us. Also, when we pray that beautiful prayer, the Hail Holy Queen, at the end of the Most Holy Rosary, we say, we pray, Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. She's our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to pray with us and to pray for us as we pray the prayer that she loves most. And that prayer is the Hail Mary. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now we'd like to invite to be with us our spiritual director. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. We're getting very close to the feast day of Pentecost. Actually, the vigil mass will be tonight. Therefore, we want to invite the Holy Spirit to be more and more present with us, to enlighten our minds, to set our hearts on fire, and to allow these gifts to flourish within us. So let's pray to our spiritual director, the Holy Spirit. He has many wonderful titles. Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. He's also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. He's also known as our Counselor, as well as our Consoler. The Spirit is also known as our Interior Master. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sanctifier, He who makes us holy. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. That beautiful sequence we'll be praying tomorrow to honor the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. The Sweet Guest of the Soul. So let us invite the Holy Spirit to come to be with us. And let's pray the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit. Together. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful. And enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary, mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. Saint Pope John the First, martyr, pray for us. Saint Pope John Paul the Second, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Hachu, my friends, the family that prays together, stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. A world at prayer is a world at peace. So, my friends, after praying with you, I'll be praying for you, and I'll pray for you in the greatest of all prayers, which is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. I'll place all of you on the altar. And first, I'll pray that we'll be open to the workings and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention, I like to pray in a special way for our families, for the conversion, for the sanctification, and for the salvation of our family and family members. And my Third intention will be, I'd like to pray in a special way. For those who will be dying today. That they would be given the grace of final repentance and be saved. I'd like to also pray for us, as we don't know the day nor the hour that God is going to call us from this life to the next to be judged. He'll come to judge the living and the dead. None of us will escape or avoid being judged by Christ. So let's pray that we would live holy lives so that we have holy deaths and to be saved. So, my friends, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. It was about 50 days ago that we actually celebrated the beginning of Easter. That's right. With the Easter Vigil Mass, we celebrated Easter, which is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then that Easter week culminated the second Sunday of Easter, which is Divine Mercy Sunday. Which the Church gives us an incredible promise and gift if we made our confession and went to Mass, that our souls become white as snow, they become spotless, as if we were baptized again. Then we entered into this very joyful season, Easter season, in which we're reading and meditating that wonderful book, the Acts of the Apostles, which we're still reading today, known as the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. Reading today, we see Saint Paul in the prison in Rome. And people are coming and going and they're communicating with him. And he will end in Rome like Saint Peter during the time of Nero. He'll be martyred. He'll be beheaded. Then last Sunday, we celebrated the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into heaven. It's a feast day of great hope, which we're called to lift our eyes up to heaven. And think about the purpose of our lives. We are here in this life a very short time. A very short time. So let's strive with the help of God's grace and the Holy Spirit every day to get closer to God and to get closer to our eternal destiny, which is heaven. So this evening and tomorrow we celebrate Pentecost, meaning 50 days after Easter. Pentecost is the coming of the Holy Spirit. It also happens to be the birthday of the Church. birthday of the church. So there's so much that can be said. I'd like to make a brief comment on one of the greatest modern saints. His name is Karol Wojtyla. Today is the birthday of Pope St. John Paul II. That's right. He was born in Poland in 1920. He would be 104 years of age. And he died the year 2005, April 2nd, which would be the Vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday. I'd like to tell you just a brief story of the birthday of John Paul II, and then we can talk about many things, but I'd like to talk about the Holy Spirit's relationship to the Blessed Virgin Mary. As you know, our custom is Saturdays, we want to honor Mary in a special way. This is a just a little recap of the birth of John Paul II. His last name is Wojtyla. It's kind of hard to pronounce. It's a Polish name, Wojtyla. Even before he was born, he lost his little sister, whose name was Olga. Then his mother's name was Amelia. When he was conceived, the mother was far away from her home. She had a very weak health, problems with her kidneys. But still, she said yes to God and brought forth her little son, whose name was Carol. In Italian, Carlo. In Spanish, Carlos. In English, Charles. And he went on to become one of the greatest men who ever lived in this world. In dire straits, where his parents had very little economic resources, they were far away from their relatives, his mother had a very fragile health, but she said yes. Maybe you know that they're working on the canonization, the beatification of John Paul II's parents, as were canonized the parents of Saint Therese. When John Paul II was elected Pope in October of 1978, he chose as his papal emblem or motto, Totus Tuus Ego Sum. Totus Tuus Ego Sum is taken from St. Louis de Montfort. I am all yours, Jesus, through Mary. So his papal motto was Marian, taken from the great Saint Louis de Montfort, who gave his true devotion to Mary. John Paul II, when he worked in the salt mine in his free time, he'd be reading True Devotion to Mary, and he said it was one of his favorite books. That could be a whole topic. And that topic would be John Paul II and his relationship to Mary. So I'd like to address that topic today, Mary and her relationship to the Holy Spirit. That's right, Mary and her relationship to the Holy Spirit. I'd like to start off with a story. This story I heard when I was going to Villanova University there, which is an Augustinian university. There's a very holy priest that I got to know, and his name was Father Quinn. And Father Quinn was a charismatic, kind of subdued, not very emotional, but very, very holy, prayerful, intelligent, charismatic. And I remember going to some of his masses, and I really liked his homilies very much. One of the homilies that impressed me most, I'd like to share with you as we enter into our topic, Mary and her relationship to the Holy Spirit. And it's the following. He was talking about the initial stages of the charismatic movement, and thanks to the charismatic movement that back in the, especially the early 70s, maybe even late 60s, but especially the early 70s, one of the positive fruits of the charismatic movement was trying to promote love for the Holy Spirit, being a joyful Catholic, and the importance of song and service. So this was the story he told. One of the centers, the initial centers of the charismatic movement, one of the centers of the charismatic movement was Duquesne University. So there in Duquesne University, they invited an Archbishop Cardinal from Europe. I think it's from Belgium. I've forgotten his name. I'll have to look it up. And he was asked to come to Duquesne and preside over a mass for the charismatics. And given that there were so many of them, The Mass had to be celebrated outside in, I think it was the football stadium, because there were thousands of people, and there's no way that they could have gotten into the chapel or church. So they decided to celebrate the Mass outside in the football stadium. So what happened was, it turned out that it was a cloudy day, in which, during the Mass, it was getting so cloudy that it actually started to drizzle outside upon the Cardinal Archbishop and the people congregated there in the football stadium. So the skies thickened, and there was a real danger that the rain was going to dampen, if not cancel, the Mass. So the Cardinal, after the reading of the Gospel, started his homily. And this is what he said. Would you like to know the secret of deep and intimate union with the Holy Spirit? And he said, a great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. In that moment, my friends, there are lightning bolts and thunder, and the clouds disappeared, and the sun started to beam down upon the people in the stadium. Boy, I love that story. Don't you? I love that story. That story basically says it all on the topic that I'd like to address with you today. Beautiful, beautiful story, isn't it? The secret of deep union with the Holy Spirit. The secret of deep union with the Holy Spirit is union with the Blessed Virgin Mary. With the Blessed Virgin Mary. So as we get close to the Solemnity of Pentecost that we're going to be celebrating tonight and tomorrow, let's draw closer to Mary. Mary will bring us closer and closer to Christ. Mary is the quickest, the shortest, the most efficacious pathway to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The quickest, the shortest, the most efficacious pathway to Jesus and the Trinity is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thank you, Lulu. That's right. It was Cardinal Swinens. I couldn't remember his name. Okay, taken from the Marian Compendium that I wrote. Thank you very much. So it was Cardinal Swinens. Thank you very much. Cardinal Swinens, yes, a cardinal archbishop from Europe, was a charismatic back in the 60s and 70s. So let's try to go deeper in our relationship to the Holy Spirit through our relationship to Mary. And that prayer that I've taught you over the years, we can say that often today. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. So the Incarnation starts with Mary, and the birthday of the church starts with Mary. Just that you're aware of this, that the birthday of the church, the actual birthday of the church, is Pentecost, which we celebrate today and tomorrow. So, when we talk about Mary and her relationship to the Holy Spirit, I think it's best to actually start at the highest level. And that would be Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and her relationship to God Himself, but most specifically Mary's relationship to the Trinity. Mary is the daughter of God the Father. Mary is the mother of God the Son. And Mary is the mystical spouse. Mary is the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit. I repeat that Mary is the daughter of God the Father. Mary is the mother of God the Son. So when we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, and Hail Mary, that's what gives Mary most joy. And Mary is the mystical spouse Mary is the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit. Then as a segue to that, is Mary is the mystical spouse of the Blessed Trinity. That's right. Now, Jesus Christ is present with us right now. Last Sunday we celebrated the ascension of Jesus into heaven. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of time. Then he goes through the clouds and he sits at the right hand of God the Father. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. So where is Jesus? If we went up to heaven, Jesus is present in his mystical body, which is the church. Jesus then is the He's the head of the church. Jesus is the head of the mystical body of the church. We are the members. And related to the Holy Spirit and Mary, the Holy Spirit is the soul of the church. That's right. Holy Spirit is the soul of the church. And what is the soul? A definition of the soul is the life-giving principle. The life-giving principle, that which gives life. What about Mary? Mary is the mother of the church. It's interesting because tomorrow we celebrate Pentecost. Tomorrow we celebrate Pentecost. And then the following day, we enter into ordinary time. But Pope Francis instituted a new liturgical memorial. And that is the day after Pentecost, we celebrate Mary as the mother of the church. That's right. The Mary is the mother of the church. That we celebrate the Monday after Pentecost as we enter into ordinary time. Mary is the mother of the church. For that reason, my friends, if we love Jesus, if we love Mary, then we should make a concerted effort to love the mystical bride of Christ, which is the church. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. The younger generation, and sometimes not simply the younger generation, you'll sometimes hear this comment. People will say, well, I really love the Bible. I like to read and meditate the Bible, which is the Word of God. I also have great love for Jesus Christ, His words, His parables, His miracles. I'm very impressed by that. But then they respond by saying, but I really don't like the church. I don't like the church. That is an erroneous statement. And I'll tell you why. Because as Jesus, the Son of Mary, the Son of the living God, ascends, He ascended into heaven. He said, I'll be with you, I will be with you always until the end of time. So I'll be with you always, even until the end of time. And then He passes through the skies and sits at the right hand of God the Father. Then where is Jesus Christ if He ascended on high through the clouds and sits at the right hand of Father? From thence He come to judge the living and the dead. Jesus is present in His church, which is the mystical body. And Pentecost is the birthday of the church. But this birthday of the church, which we're in it right now, was preceded by the first novena, the first novena was the novena in preparation for Pentecost. Jesus told the apostles to go out and to preach the Word of God to the whole world, to teach and to baptize. And He said, I'll be with you always until the end of the world. Then He leaves us. So Mary spends 9 days and nine nights with the apostles. Where? In the cenacle, in the upper room, where Jesus celebrated the Last Supper, the first Mass, where Jesus instituted the sacrament of penance when He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit, Whose sins you forgive, they'll be forgiven. Whose sins you hold bind, they will be held bound. Then after those 9 days and nine nights is what we'll be celebrating tonight and tomorrow. Pentecost, 50 days. Mary was with them. There was a strong wind, almost as if it were like an earthquake. Then there was fire, tongues of fire descended. Upon the heads of Mary and the apostles. Tongues of fire symbolize the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives light and heat, enlightens our intellect, and sets our hearts on fire with love of God. And then the church was born. So happy birthday, Catholic Church. And it was all facilitated by the presence of Mary. The prayers of Mary. The penance of Mary. The power of Mary. The purity of Mary. The five P's. All related to Mary. The presence of Mary. The prayers of Mary. The penance of Mary. The potent power of Mary. And the absolute purity of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So, my friends, right now we're in the cenacle. We're in the upper room with Mary, and Peter, and James, and John, and Philip, and Andrew, and Matthew, and Bartholomew, and James the Greater, and James the Less, and Simon the Zealot, Mary surrounded by the apostles, and we are with Mary also. So, my friends, strongly invite all of you to share our wonderful message on the threshold of the birthday of the church, Pentecost. Share this message to the whole world. And is the presence of the church, but the presence of Mary and the coming of the Holy Spirit. May this be our prayer during the course of today and tomorrow. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, through the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit, Mary. And I will give you my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you through the presence of Mary, the mystical spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah. Happy birthday of the Catholic Church.